Simon Peter was one of Jesus' closest friends. And the Bible story we're going to hear today involves Simon's mother-in-law. Now, have we got any mother-in-laws in today? They don't get a very good press, do they, mother-in-laws? All those mother-in-law jokes, aren't they? Like the man who went to his boss and he said, "My wife's asked me to ask you if I can have the day off next Friday to go and see my mother-in-law." And the boss said, "Of course not, you've got to be here to work." And the man replied, "Thank you, I knew you would be understanding." In-laws, we talk about in-laws and outlaws, don't we? And do you know the difference between in-laws and outlaws? Outlaws are wanted. I'm sure that's not true, is it? Well, this concerns Simon Peter's mother-in-law. Now, we know that Peter and his brother Andrew were close friends with Jesus, and this story happens at the home of Peter. And Jesus must have gone there quite a number of times to enjoy food and friendship with them. And so we're going to be in the home of Simon and his mother-in-law. Now, we're going to listen carefully to the Bible reading because there's going to be a quiz afterwards, okay? So listen carefully so that you'll be able to answer the questions correctly. And just to say, this story picks up from the Bible reading that we had in church last Sunday morning. Okay, do you remember when Jesus went to the synagogue and he taught with great authority and power, and then he was interrupted as he was preaching, and that man came to him and he had all kinds of problems and Jesus calmed him down? Well, that's what we're going to hear now is on the same day that that happened. We've got 8 questions, okay, that are going to be on the screen. The quiz. Okay, let's see how we go with the first question. As soon as they left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Why was Simon's mother-in-law in bed? A, she was lazy. B, it was nighttime. Or C, she had a fever. What do you think? Yeah, that's right. Well done. She had a fever. That's right. Excellent. Now, a fever is something when you have a high temperature. I mean, she might not have been really unwell, but she certainly had a very high temperature, an infection that she was fighting. And Jesus went to her. Well, what did Jesus do? Did he, A, he took her by the hand and they danced? He took her by the hand and lifted her up? Or he took her by the hand and sang to her? What do you think? B? Do you think it's B? That's right, well done. He took her by the hand and lifted her up. And we're going to think about that a little later in the story, in the service. When Jesus healed her of the fever, what did she do? A, she sent everyone away. B, she began to serve them. Or C, she stayed in bed. What do you think? Do you think she stayed in bed? No? Do you think she sent everybody out? No, she began to serve them, didn't she? With food. Yeah, lovely food. Now, moving on to the evening. That evening, what did they bring to Jesus? A, a woolly hat. B, an ice cold drink, or see all who were sick? I think I'm making it too easy, aren't I? That's right, see all who were sick. That's right, they all crowded at the door, didn't they? Well, who gathered at the door is the next question. Was it A, the whole town, B, carol singers, or C, the police? The carol singers, was it Christmas? That's right, it was the whole town, wasn't it? The whole town gathered at the door. You know, I remember in February 2012, when we lived in Oxfordshire, I preached on this passage, and that was my text, my thing for the sermon. The whole town gathered at the door, and we'd had snow the day before on that night, that Saturday night, and it was quite tricky, and I wasn't sure how many people would get to church. Well, I was at Burford in the morning, and we had four people there in the congregation. Only four managed to get there. And in the afternoon at Philkins, only three people came to church because of the snow. And I preached on that sermon text. The whole town gathered at the door. It's a true story. Not that Sunday, though. So there we are. Well, after healing many, early the next morning, while it was still dark, what did Jesus do? A, he looked at the stars. B, he got up and went out to a deserted place to pray. Or C, he went for a newspaper. I think there's a lot of letter Bs here, aren't there, right? Yes, it's letter B again, isn't it? He got up and went out to a deserted place to pray. He must have been very exhausted, mustn't he, after that day. Now, what did Simon and his friends do when they realized Jesus was missing? A, they put up a poster of Jesus. B, they didn't miss him at all. Or C, they hunted for Jesus. See, well done. That's right, they hunted. They wanted him with them. He'd gone. Where was he? Well, when they found Jesus, what did Jesus say he must do? A, stop getting lost. B, go on to the nearby towns and preach the good news. Or C, find a better hiding place. It's B again, isn't it? That's right. Oh, you're excellent at these quizzes. I'm going to have to make them really hard next time, aren't I? Well, I think you've got a good picture now of the Bible story, and we're going to think about it a little bit more later on. Now, there's many ways of exploring God's word together. Sometimes, quite often, we use a lot of words in sermons, but today we're going to act out the Bible story that we've shared. So if any of the young people want to take part in our little play that we're going to do, if you'd like to come and have a sit down here. If you want to come and have a sit on the floor down here. Oh yes, there must be more of you who want to take part in our play. Okay, we're going to act out the three scenes. Okay, do you want to come and join us? No? Okay, you can watch. And if you decide you want to come and be a part of it as well. Right, okay. Now we need, for our play, for our first scene, we need the mother-in-law. Okay, Sally or Joni, would you like to be? Joni, you're going to be the mother-in-law? Okay, now I think our seats are just about big enough for you to lie down on. Okay, do you think there will be? You might have to hang off. Yeah, your feet might hang off the end. But she's not a well woman. Hang on, give her a pillow, look. There you go, have a pillow. And look, we've got a blanket as well. It's a duvet day. There you go. Okay. Right, I'll just get the microphone so we can have a chat. Now, this mother-in-law, we need to give her a name, okay? What name do you think we'll give the mother-in-law? What would you like to be called? Can you think of one? What pretend name could we give her?
Janet.
Janet? Okay. All right. Janet, yeah. Okay, Janet. How are you feeling?
I'm feeling really ill and grumpy.
Really ill and grumpy. Okay.
Just that.
And do you feel like that often?
Yeah, all the time. Always have a go at Katie.
Okay. But today you're feeling particularly bad, aren't you, because you've got this really bad fever. How long have you been in bed?
Oh, about 3 days.
3 days?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bad one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, and have you got an appetite? Have you been eating well or not eating at all?
No, not eating at all.
Not eating at all. That's probably good, isn't it? They say feed a cold and starve a fever, don't they?
Yeah.
So, okay, so you're not feeling too good.
Yeah,
you hold that. That'd be good. Can you manage that? It's not too heavy. I don't want to add injury to it. Yeah, okay. So you're not feeling so well, and everyone's at church this morning. You know that?
Yeah.
All, you know, Simon, yeah. Your son?
Yeah.
Well, he's obviously... No, he's not your son, is he? You've got a daughter, that's right.
He's my son-in-law.
He's your son-in-law, yeah, I'll get it right. He's your son-in-law, that's right. He's your son-in-law. Yeah, well, he's at church with Jesus, and they're on their way back, and do you think you want to get up and see them?
A little bit, yeah.
A little bit, yeah. Okay. Well, before we do that, I've got this lovely imaginary ice-cold drink of water. That I'm not going to give you.
Oh, that's mean.
It's an imaginary drink of water, okay? So it's not that bad if I don't give it to you. But if you ask me, I'll give it to you. Would you like it? You ask me.
Can I have it, please?
What would you like?
Ice cold drink of water.
Here you are.
Oh, thank you.
There you are. You see, when you ask for things, sometimes good things happen. And that was the starting point of this healing. Because somebody must have known and told Jesus about Janet, that she was unwell. Somebody must have asked Jesus to come to the house and see her, okay? So that's the first thing we need to remember. Ask. Always ask Jesus. He's always ready to listen and ready to respond. Well, look, on your feet then, here they come, look. Here's Jesus and the disciples. Which one of you wants to be Jesus? Okay, I think you're going to be you, Sally, today, okay? Right, you come around the back maybe and come and see her. Yeah. Okay, you remember Jesus. You've met Jesus a lot of times, haven't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, hangs out with your son-in-law.
All the time.
All the time.
All the time.
Now, Jesus, what do you think? What do you think you can do?
Lay a hand on her, lift her up, and she'll be well.
Okay. Do you want to just take her hand then, first of all? Just hold her hand up like that? That's it? Just a bit, yeah. Just so we can see, because that's important, isn't it? We're told Jesus took her by the hand. Jesus took her by the hand. He went to her. He took her by the hand. And in that moment, and I'm sure Jesus prayed to his Father, because Jesus said, I can do nothing without my Father. I can do nothing without my Father. The power was in his Father God. So Jesus would have prayed to the Father, and at that moment, that touch, the healing power came into Janet, and she was made well. Okay? And he lifted her up, okay? Onto her feet. Okay? Well, just stand there on your feet, because that's important. She got to her feet. And healing comes in many different ways. Sometimes it can come directly like this, with the touch of Jesus. Sometimes healing comes through the healthcare, through doctors and nurses and surgeons and all kinds of people. But the bottom line is that healing is about helping someone to get on their own two feet, to be able to stand up on their own, to have their independence back again. Okay, so Jesus went to her, took her by the hand, and helped her onto her feet. Okay, and can you remember what happened next? What did you do when you were made well? Oh, first of all, what do you need to say to Jesus? Thank you, that's right. I'm sure she said thank you to Jesus. And then you went and you had this house full of these hungry people to feed. So do you want to get some imaginary food and feed the people? Okay, what are you going to feed them?
Fish.
Fish. Oh, it's good. We've got it. Yeah, have some lovely fish. Fish fingers. You pretend to eat it? Oh, lovely. Okay. Right, well, that's scene one, okay? That was scene one out of three, okay? The next scene, it was evening, okay? It was evening. And Jesus was still around. And in fact, let's have Jesus sitting in the middle chair. Because We're told at that point, lots of people had heard that Jesus was in the house, and maybe had heard that he was healing people. So as we heard, the whole town gathered at the door. So can we have the whole town gather round a little bit? Anybody want to join us? There we are. You're just gathered at the door. Okay. And we're told that that evening, people brought those who were poorly and sick and in need of Jesus's healing touch. Okay. And what we've got to represent this are, if I can get them, some little candles. Okay, so do you want to face the front? There we are. And you hold one of these little candles. Okay. There we are. Okay. And that Jesus, we're told, came. Do you want to come, Jesus? And he saw all these people who were feeling poorly. Somebody maybe had a poorly leg. Somebody maybe felt really sad inside. Or somebody might have not been able to see, was blind. And Jesus had compassion on them and healed them. So if you want to bless them, and light their candles. Because some of these people that came to Jesus had a lot of darkness inside them. That's what we're told about. They were troubled by evil spirits, and they had a lot of darkness. But Jesus came, and with his love and his light and power, he gave them light, and he healed them of all that was troubling them. Okay. So that's brilliant. And I'm sure, do you want to say something to Jesus for healing you and helping you? What would you say, do you think? Thank you, Jesus. Okay. Right, that's the second scene out of three. Okay, so if you want to sit back down again, here, because we're just going to carry out sit. Right? Okay. And it's nighttime now, okay? The sun's gone, it's nighttime, so you can leave your lights on. The sun's gone to bed. And everyone else went to bed as well, except for Jesus. Now, what I'm going to do, would you like to go into this blanket? Do you want to go under the blanket? And we'll just put the four of you under for now, okay? So you go to sleep under the blanket. Now, okay. Okay, it's really dark now. Okay. That's it. It's now nearly midnight. How is it in there, all right? Yeah, is it nice? Is it cozy? Oh, well, you'll sleep well tonight after that busy day. It's now midnight, and it's now, 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock, 6, 7 o'clock. Oh, it's 8 o'clock. It must be time to get up now. Okay, everybody wake up. There we are. Wonderful. Right, get on your feet again. There we are. Now, what do you notice? Do you notice anything?
Jesus is gone.
Jesus is gone, hasn't he? Do you remember in the story, Jesus went? Can you remember where he went to?
Synagogue.
He might have gone that way round, and then he went to a really lonely and quiet place to pray. So he's gone somewhere. Do you think, and I'm sure that Jesus is still in the church, in every sense of that phrase. I think, would you like to go and look for Jesus? Yeah, you go on then, you go and see whether you can find him. He's in the church somewhere. I'm just must be having a little time of quiet. You see if you can find him. If any of the other children want to help them. Oh, they found you. Okay, Jesus. Well, you come back with them. Well done, you found them. You found him. They looked for him everywhere, and they found him. Now, Jesus, can you remember what you said at that time when... What did... Oh, yeah.
We need to go to the other villages and go and preach to all of them, because that's what I'm here for.
Absolutely right. Brilliant. Say that again. Brilliant.
We need to go to all the other villages and go and preach to all of them the word of God, because that's what they need to know.
And that's why you came, wasn't it? And yeah, Mark's gospel's like that. It's like you're here 1 minute and then you're moving on and moving on again. And you know, Jesus was really urgent in what he had to do. He had to go on to the next village and preach the good news. And you know, that should speak to us as a church, shouldn't it? That we also need to listen for where Jesus is sending us as his church, to who Jesus is sending us to bring the good news. Well, come and line up again here, and can you give a nice bow to this congregation, to the audience? There you are, and you can sit down. You can keep those lights, yeah? Didn't they do really well? Yeah, excellent. You've really helped us to remember that story today and those three scenes.